time we'll move on. I wanted to talk about peeling and fruits and washing fruits. And a lot of it's going to have to do with issues that we mentioned already. It's kind of just applying them or developing them more fully. The first issue, of course, is peeling fruits and vegetables. And that has to do with the Yerushalmi, which we've mentioned a few times, which is quoted by the Ramah. But the Yerushalmi, well, let's just explain a little bit further where the unclarity comes in. The Yerushalmi is talking about peeling garlic. And the Yerushalmi says that if, I don't know if you knew how garlic it comes, I didn't until more recently, is that it comes in cloves, and that's called, the cloves are all together around in like a circle, and that's called the head of garlic. And around there is some sort of light covering, kekwipas hashum, a thin covering. And then when you want to eat the garlic, you peel off the outer layering and you take each clove, and each clove is like a section of an orange, and then that has its own shell around it, and you peel that shell, and inside is the flesh of the garlic. So the Yerushalmi says mefarig birishaya birishe, if you open the head of garlic, that's chay mishum dash. Mevar biklipase, if you separate it from its shell, that's chay mishum borer. So Yerushalmi kind of addresses the beginning and the end. It talks about opening the head, and it talks about separating it from its shell. But what about peeling each individual clove of garlic, each section, which has its own individual peel? Is that borer or is that dosh? It's kind of in between. So the Rishonim that are quoted by the Beis Yosef, the Smag and the Smak, and now those are the Rishonim, which are the precursor to the Ramah, all say that, are vague about this point, but what they do say, each one has, you might hint more one way than the other way, but what they do say is that each one, thank you, okay. What they do say is that it's mutar la'alter. And that's quoted by the Ramah, that whatever peeling fruits and vegetables are, it's mutar la'alter. One implies that maybe it's borer, the other one implies, maybe it's dash, whatever, all these are shown quoted by the Beis Yosef, but again, it's all vague. So the Egle Tal, we quoted when we learned dash, understood that from here that you see there's a heter disha la'alter. And we explain that in one of two ways, either that it's, there is indeed a heter la'alter, just like by borer, that's called derech achilo bekach, or as long as there's no malacha afterwards, that doesn't fit into the derech of sidur depas, that each malacha has to lead up to the next one. Or that it's a finished food product. Dash only applies to a non-finished food product. And when I do disha, that completes it. If it already is a finished food product, the way you serve a banana is at the table, is with the peel on, and the way you serve peanuts is with the shells on, so then that becomes a finished food product with the shell on already. So then it's not dush to take it off. Anyway, we understood that in different ways. But that is the train of thought, that there's a heter disha la'alter, is understanding the Yerushalmi as that peeling fruits and vegetables would be disha. However, the Magen Avraham, and that's what's adopted by the Mishnah Berurah, said, look, the Rishonim say it's mutar la'alter. Where do we find a heter of la'alter? By borer. So they kind of just assumed, kind of swept under the carpet the possibility that it's dush, and they assume that it is borer. Egle Tal himself in different places assumes that it's Boer. We'll get to that soon. And that's the way that it's taken by the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Bir Halacha asks, if it is Boer, then you have a few problems. First problem is, there's a Gemara Soser, the Gemara in Beitza, on Daf Yigimel and Beitza, this is quoted by the Bir Halacha, says that Rav used to peel Saorim. I forgot it, for his daughter, for his wife, used to peel Saorim. Kasi Kasi. The Mitu, yeah.
Which would be his wife, no?
Right. Oh, right, his wife. So he used to peel Saorim one by one. So he asked the Be'er Halacha, how are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to peel Saorim? It should be Borer. So the Be'er Halacha is forced to say, it must be, he was talking about that he was eating them altar, one by one. But the major problem the Be'er Halacha is bothered with is that it's Psoas Mitoch Ochel. The only time Borer is Mutter is when you have La'alter, biyad, and ochel mitoch psoas. Here is psoas mitoch ochel. Take the psoas away from the fruit. So because of these two kashas, there are those who disagree with the understanding of the Magen Avraham and the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah. And the Aruch HaShulchan here makes a whole case. He has a few se'ifim where he makes a case against the Mishnah Berurah. He writes in brackets at the end, the reason I had such an arichas was to fight against the Mishnah Berurah. Where the Mishnah... I don't know, that's in brackets at the end. I assume that was a later edition. I'm not sure if he...
You were wondering.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that myself, too. And they were contemporaries. I thought he preceded the Mishnah Berurah.
That's what we thought also.
Yeah. But he writes that he's writing this whole arichas because the Mishnah Berurah was machmir, and he thinks, because of the kasha from the Gemara in Beitza, and because of the fact that it's psalos mitoch ochel, that peeling fruits and vegetables is not borer, but dush.
Would make a reason to be
machmir. Would make a reason to be machmir. But yet the Ramah says it's mutar la'alter. How's it mutar la'alter? So Magen Beit is going to have his teretz, but the Aruch HaShulchan says no. You see from these two kashas that it's not borer at all. It's only dush, and dush is mutar la'alter. What does Yushalmi mean when it says taking away the peel is borer? Is when I do it with many onions or many. Garlic, many heads of garlic, many cloves of garlic, and now I have peels and ochel mixed together. Then, if I'm doing a whole many heads of garlic together, and I have ochel and psalos mixed together, I separate the peels from the flesh of the garlic. That's borer. But to do one by one is mutter. That's what he says is the minig b'benos Yisrael, that they would peel onions and garlic, not la'alter. Do it in the morning for Shal Shudas. You look there, it's interesting. And why shouldn't it be Dush? It has to be La'altar. It has to be La'altar.
No, he said that you're allowed
to... Yeah.
The Vidinu, that they do it, it's okay with...
In the morning, because it's not Dush and it's not Boer.
It's
neither.
Not Dush or Boer.
Oh, it's neither.
But why? But
and the Ramah, which is talking about La'altar, is talking about if you do many together.
Yeah, that's the Yerushalmi. Yeah. Yerushalmi is when you have everything in one.
Yeah, and you do many together,
you're
right.
Pulling out, like you're right. The Boer. But what's this? Why is this not borer according to our Chosh? I mean, you're still separating.
We'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
Why shouldn't it be borer? So the Shvisas HaShabbos here, and the Aruch HaShulchan alludes to these reasons, is that it could be for a number of reasons it should not be considered borer. The Shvisas HaShabbos quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel that whatever is mechuber to the psoas, ochel that's mechuber to the psoas is not called borer. That's called dash. If the ochel and psoas are not mechubar, that's borer. Then you're separating ochel from psoas, chefza A from chefza B. If they're mechubar, that's one chefza, that's aser. That's not borer, I'm sorry. Might be dash, but it's not borer. Also, the Shvisas HaShabbos quotes, this is one of the Achrom, there's a Rav Yo, which he talks about, which have five Perushim. You look at the Shvisas HaShabbos, very long Arichos, he quotes all five Perushim of the Rav Yo. One of the prominent Perushim of this certain Rav Yo, which he's talking about being Menaker, the buzzer, cutting fat off meat, one is that, like Rabbeinu Chananel, that whatever is Mechubar is not considered Borer, and his other pshat is that since it's high lechu dekai, v'hai lechu dekai, the pre is here, the peel is here, there's no taruvis. It's not the peel is mixed up with the fruit. I can't tell where they are. It's very obvious where the peel is and where the flesh of the fruit is. That's not borer. If it's so, each one is ha'ilchu de'kai v'ha'ilchu de'kai. So these are two reasons why peeling fruits and vegetables should not be borer. Might be dash. In which case, you'd also need the altar, but it's not going to be borer. However, the Trumas HaDeshen and the Prima Gadim, and this is quoted by the Bir Halacha, have a different teretz to this kash of the Bir Halacha. Again, the Bir Halacha asks if it's borer. So what is la'altar? I should need, it's psoas mitoch ochel. So he answers, we mentioned before, that since it's e'efshar be'inyan acher, the only way to do borer here, the only way to get to the fruit would be to peel the fruit.
Who is this again?
The Mishnah Berurah is quoting a Maamar Mordechai, but it's a bunch of, you can pin it on a few people. That when it's E.F. Shabin Yenacher, it's Mutter. Even Psoas Mitoch Ochel. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes in the name of Shlomo Zalman, who asks, why is it E.F. Shabin Yenacher? Let's say I have an onion. So we're talking about peeling an onion. Why can't I cut the onion in half, scoop out the onion and leave the peel behind? That's ochel mitoch psoas. So he says, you must say, since when we look at the onion, it looks totally concealed, so that we view that as Eiv Shebin Yinachir, even though you could come up with a kunz to get around it, it's still called Eiv Shebin Yinachir. But it's difficult. Yeah.
You also throw in the Agli Talisvar that we saw way back, that if it's in your hand, that's the Ochel.
Right. So here,
I mean, if you use a peeler,
if you use a peeler.
Yeah.
So what's left in your hand is the Ochel. Interesting. Okay, maybe. If it's Borer, maybe you can't use a peeler, but we'll get back to that in 1 minute. Then the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa asks, he says, the Bir Halacha says it's Boer. Why is it Mutter Psalms Mito Chochel? Because it's Eiv Shebin Yinachir. But why is it Boer? It's Hailuchu Dekai Vailuchu Dekai. As if he discovered that this was, you know, an original Kasha. The Shmir Shabbos asked it on his own. Many Rishonim disagreed with that reason for that, with in the Pshat and Yushalmi, that peeling fruits and vegetables is not Boer, it's Dosh. But he quotes this Kasha on his own. It's Hailuchu Dekai Vailuchu Dekai. So Rosh Zalman says, well, since they're stuck together, maybe it's not Hailuchu Dekai Vailuchu Dekai. But again, it's a Dochak. Yeah.
You just
refer
in general, why
Yeshua Bava
should be Machir?
Yeah, we'll get to it. It could be because it's called Derech Achiga. Since there's no other way of doing it, it's called Derech Achiga. It'll be by the pits. The Yam Shel Shlomo also, we mentioned the last time, the Magen Avraham quotes in the name of Yam Shel Shlomo, that peeling fruits and vegetables is not Borer because they're all viewed as one item. It's the onion peel with the onion. It's all one item. Or chicken and bones. Whatever comes together is called one item. That's not called Borer. So we mentioned last time that the Magen Avraham asks, but usually Yam Shel Shlomo, that's a very nice verb, but the Rama rejects it because the Rama says peeling fruits and vegetables is Aser unless it's La'alter. So that is the Magen Avraham L'shitoso that we're talking about an Isser Borer over here. But it could be, we're not talking about an Isser Borer. It could be, it's an Isser Dush. The Yam Shel Shlomo is talking about Borer. And he says, it's not Borer if they come together. And maybe we're not talking about Borer. Maybe we're talking about Dush. And there's a Heter Dishala altar. Very unclear. So because of all of these reasons, number one, because maybe the Aruch HaShulchan argues that borer, that peeling fruits and vegetables is not borer. Why? Because hailuchu dekai v'hailuchu dekai. Or maybe because whatever is mechubar is no borer. Or perhaps like the Yam Shel Shlomo, that whatever is min echad, there's no borer. Three reasons. Hailuchu dekai v'hailuchu dekai, mechubar. Whatever is mechubar, there's no borer, it's dash. Or because they come together, it's min echad. Three reasons.
What is it to min echad and mechubar?
What would be a nafkamina? It happens to come from different places. I mean, different sources say different sources. It could be it's the same, two sides of the same coin. But because of all of these reasons, many poskim argue halacha l'maisa that peeling fruits and vegetables is not borer badosh. Rabbi Willig makes that case in his Sefer HaMordechai, and he has the Yukim, Kedarko, and the Smag, and in the Smag, and that goes Mordechai. I goes my minister go there for his interesting rayos, why the peeling fruits and vegetables is not borer at all. Not like the Mishnah Brura says, and like the Magen Avraham says, it's not borer, it's dosh. I put it on the Mar Makamas as a sefer called Yisode Halacha. It goes through different malachas and has a nice Mar Makamas. So he quotes him a svarim, which I admit I don't know who they are, but he quotes him a tshuvas of Tvua Shemesh and the Shemesh Lamogain. Well, we're discussing peeling eggs. Say you're serving hard-boiled eggs, the shal shudas, and you want to peel the egg. So they say you can peel the egg even if it's not la'alter. Why? Because it's not dosh, because there's no disha by eggs. And it's not borer, because peeling fruits and vegetables in general is not borer, it's dosh. So here, neither one should apply. Well, the Shvi'is HaShabbos has another ramification because of this. That if it's disha not borer, is that we mentioned last time, pulling bones out of chicken and fish. Sometimes it's easier to pull the bone out of the fish than to extract the bones later. So we mentioned that might be an issur of borer. Mr. Bir Halacha has a whole arichus about that. So the Shvi'is HaShabbos says, hey, but if something that's mechubar, or it comes together, and hay l'chudei kai v'hay l'chudei kai is not borer, it's dosh, bones and fish should be the same thing. It should be permissible to pull the bones out of the fish or out of the chicken, because it's haylechu, they each exist independently. There's no confusion as to where each one is, begins and ends, and it's mechubar, comes together, so there should be no issue of dash, no issue of bor, it should only be an issue of dash, and there's no dash by chicken. The Bir Halacha's whole discussion was based on the premise that there is peeling fruits and vegetables would be borer, not dash. Rabbi Willig has he's angling to, the reason he makes this whole case is because he's angling to matir using a peeler for carrots, for cucumbers, things like that, to make a salad, let's say, for shalshadis. So he says, since peeling fruits and vegetables is not borer, it's dash. So perhaps there should be a nafkamina, a ramification, in terms of using a kli. The Egoi Tal and the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa makes a big deal about this. One is, the Egoi Tal says explicitly, one is not allowed to use a kli hamiyucha lekach to peel fruits and vegetables. Why? Because it's borer b'kli. Even though peeling fruits and vegetables is mutar la'alter, even though it's supposed to be mitochochel, you have shabin yinacher, okay, but you can't use a kli. What about using it? Why only a kli miyucha l'kach? What about a knife? So you mentioned last time, a knife, all the poskim are matir a knife. Why? Because that's like an extension of my yad. That was the Igros Moshe's svara. And everyone buys into that svara, that if I could have done it b'yad, so a knife is just like an extension of my hand. But a kli miyucha l'kach, that should be yasser. So Will correctly concludes, that's because they assume peeling fruits and vegetables is borer. So b'kli is aser. However, the Mishnah in Shabbos on Kuf Chav Beis Mebeis is discussing cracking nuts. So Mishnah says you're allowed to use a kli hamiyucha for cracking nuts. Let's say I want to use one of those things that's miyucha for cracking walnuts. So that's mutter, because by dash there's no difference between using a kli hamiyucha l'kach or not using a kli hamiyucha l'kach. It's dash, so it's mutter la'alter. If I generally eat walnuts right after I crack them, that's not dash. That would be.
Does anyone acknowledge that it could be both?
Founder.
Does anyone say it could be both?
I don't think we assume it could be both.
There's
not that. I haven't seen that assumption. It's either one or the other. It's not both. So Wilk says, you see from there, the Egoi Tal says, you see from there, Disha's mutter b'kli. So if Disha's mutter b'kli, and peeling fruits and vegetables is only Disha, it's not borer, I could use a peeler. Assuming a peeler is even a kli, let me yuchel lekach. I could use a peeler for peeling fruits and vegetables. So that's Rabbi Willig's first reason for mattering using peelers on fruits and vegetables on Shabbos, because he assumes that peeling fruits and vegetables is not borer, it's dash, and dash, even a kli yuchel lekach, should be mutter. That's reason number one. Reason number two, he piles on the reasons. It's an interesting argument. Reason number two is he quotes a Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Shmir Shabbos asks, why is using a peeler usser? Every time you cut off a peel, by definition, you'll get some ochel with it too. It's impossible to get exactly the peel as opposed to the ochel. Every peeler gets a little bit of the ochel with it too. So we quoted before the Mishnah Berurah with the Taz, that every time you take out ochel with psoas, there's no iser of borer, because I took out the whole time, I took out ochel with some ochel with the psoas, I preserved the taruvus here. So that's mutter, like taking out the liquid with the fly. Why should this be any different? Shmir Shabbos Kochasa asked that kasha. So there are those who disagree. Rabbi Will quotes from the Sefer Ayel Meshulash, which we mentioned a few times. There are those who disagree that no, that's not my intention. The only time taking off a little ochel with the psoas works is if that's my intention. I take out some soup with the fly. Not that I can't take out the fly without some soup. If I can't take out the fly without some soup, that's not ochel with psoas either. It's only when I'm dafka going out of my way to take out some ochel with the psoas. Here, I can't do it any other way. So Will says, nah, who said? I agree. Whatever. It's a made-up svar. Maybe yes, maybe no. So that's reason number two. He says that to use a peeler, that even if it's a kli miyucha l'kach, and even if it's borer, you take out some ochel with the psoas. That's mutter. Also, he throws into this another sniflaka, which we mentioned last time, that using a peeler could be called biyad. Why is it different than a knife? We mentioned that it could be the definition of kli by borer is that the kli itself does the borer, like a sieve or a sifter. I put the whole taruvas into the kli, and that sorts out between the ochel and the psoas. Here, the peeler doesn't sort anything. I'm using the peeler to do borer. That's called yad. I'm using, I could have done it with my hand, meaning I'm using, you couldn't have peeled with your hand, but you couldn't have peeled with your hand with a knife either. A knife is much easier to peel than a kli. So what the difference between, so if you're going to be matur by a knife, a peeler should be no different, because the peeler doesn't do brera. I use the peeler to do brera. And the only time it's called brera b'kli is when the kli itself does the brera by itself. That's reason number three. Again, reason number one, perhaps there's no borer, it's only dosh. Even if it is borer, yochel take off some ochel with the psoas. And maybe it's not called borer b'kli, maybe it's called borer b'yad, because a peeler is no different than a knife. His fourth reason for being makel is that, based on a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah about edible peels, Mishnah Berurah quotes on the Magen Avraham that to peel an apple, even to peel an apple, where I guess most people eat the peel, but when I peel it, after I'm done peeling it, nobody eats plain peels. So that's psoas and ochel. So that would be borer. So the Mishnah Berurah says the same way, you're not allowed to peel an onion or a piece of garlic unless you intend to use a la'altar. So too, if I want to peel an apple, I have to use a la'altar. However, in the Shaar HaTzion, he quotes from the Prima Gadim, who disagrees. And he says, since most people eat the peels, while they're on the apple at least, when I start the Maisa Brera, there's no psoas and ochel muravim, I have an apple. It's all ochel. When I'm done, maybe I have psoas and ochel. But we don't gauge whether or not there's a taruvas of psoas and ochel from the end, from the byproduct. We gauge it from the beginning. Do I have a taruvas here of ochel and psoas? And since people look at an apple, they don't say, oh, that's a mixture of peels and apple. Because people eat it the way it is. That's not called a taruvas, that would be mutter. So even if I don't intend to eat it right away, you can peel an apple like that. And that's the way most poskim paskin. They go itau, and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, paskin like the Prima Gadim. But Moshe has a tshuva where he says no, and he says no, the Prima Gadim never meant to argue with. The Prima Gadim's going to argue with the Magen Avraham. He was just asking a kasha, like a Talmud. He's asking a kasha, but he didn't mean to argue. But I don't think that that's the consensus. I think
why
the consensus is
Prima
that's what he assumes. He says Avadu wasn't arguing, he was just asking. Okay. I don't know why he should assume like that. So an edible peel, we assume like the Prima Gadim, an edible peel, there's no borer. Even Ramosha, who disagrees by the apples, and he's machmer like the Magen Avraham, that an edible peel there is borer, because after I'm done, nobody eats the peel, says you can peel chicken skin off the chicken. Because even when I'm done, people would eat chicken skin. That's what he assumes. Yeah, chicken schmaltz. So that's from a different generation a little bit than us. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, according to his understanding, I'd say like the Prima Gadim, that if at the beginning people don't look and say that's a taruvus of ochel psoas, people would eat it the way it is. Once I peel it, maybe I have psoas. But now, I could eat it the way it is, so the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa says chicken and chicken skin also. Right now, I have no psoas. Maybe when I pull the skin off, nobody eats the skin alone. But on top of the chicken, people would eat it. So that's not psoas, it's like an edible peel, like an apple. So you could take the skin off the chicken. However, there are poskim who argue, it makes a lot of sense, that in our times, people are istinous, they don't eat because of whatever, advanced medical knowledge, we don't eat chicken skin, by and large, or fish skin. So that would be because of the fat content. So then it would have the status of psoas. We mentioned all the way at the beginning that if a person wants to filter water on Shabbos, so if he himself is an istinous, he wouldn't drink the tap water the way it is. So for him, it's borer. So to here, we all have the status of some sort of istinous that we wouldn't eat the skin, so it should have the status of borer.
Today people eat sushi. You can get the sushi skin, the salmon skin sushi.
Oh, they do eat fish skin.
Yeah, I think people.
I don't know. I don't eat that. But chicken skin, I don't think most people eat. Maybe by fried chicken, Benjamin, fried chicken. Maybe fried chicken is different.
Well, you'll eat the skin of the chicken with the meat. You'll cut off a piece of the... No? You don't think?
I don't know.
I don't know. Duck may be different. Duck people eat the skin of the chicken.
They do?
Yeah, it's like the... It's more...
But this person would...
That's a delicacy, that there's more fat in the skin. Like,
no, the meat is fattier, like chicken dark meat. It's fattier,
a lot of
by definition.
The skin, you know.
But I don't know, if this person would eat it, so for him it's not sauce. But anyway, the whole discussion should only be, if I'm not planning on eating it right now, it should be no worse than peeling garlic or onions. That if I'm planning on eating it right now, I can. So when a person has a piece of chicken on his plate and he wants to peel the skin off, that should be mutter, because he's planning on eating it right now. The whole discussion would only be, could I peel this skin off, let's say I'm saving it for later and I want to peel the skin off now, that should be a shiloh boer. But if I'm going to eat it right now, it should be the same. What's an interesting discussion is sometimes there's hairs. You know, I don't know, maybe in the YU calf they used to have this. Chicken would come with a whole beard. Yeah, but the hairs on the pieces of the chicken skin. So can you pull off those hairs? So Rabbi Eider did a lot of research. When he asked Moshe these questions, so sometimes the questions are loaded questions. So here he gives you all his research, and he quotes from a Gra, Maseches Tyrus, where the Gra says that the hair of the chicken is called ochel. Then he goes into Tiferes Yisrael that it's called ochel idei adchak. People would eat it b'shas adchak. Anyway, so Moshe said that no, maybe since it's EF Shabinin Acher, you can't eat the chicken. Moshe was of the ilk that they ate the chicken skin. So he said you can't eat it any other way other than pulling out the hairs first. That should be mutter. EF Shabinin Acher. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kochas has an interesting discussion. He points out maybe it's the Shiloh of Gozes. And the Har Tzvi, again, in the back of the Har Tzvi, there's this kuntres on the Lamentes Melachos called Tel Harim. So in Gozes, Os Gimel, he quotes Machlokas Achronim about this, between the Zeis Ranon and the Aderes, about peeling, taking this hairs off the chicken skin. Could something that's cooked have Gozes? That's the Shiloh. Something that's cooked, once it's cooked with the meat, maybe it's part of the meat. And there's no gozes by cutting meat from meat. Anyway, we shouldn't have chicken like that. It's not. If you do, I'm not sure if you could peel off the hair. Anyway, getting back to our discussion, so Rabbi Willard points out that this could be another sniffle hakel. Since people could eat the carrots and the cucumber, they could eat the peel. Sometimes you do eat the cucumber peel. So that's like, it should be like an edible peel. Like an apple. Even a potato, I guess sometimes people eat the peel. However, he concedes that most people do not eat the peels of carrots or the peels of cucumbers. In which case, it should be ochal idei adchak. What's the halacha? Let's say something is ochal idei adchak. Let's say people would drink the tap water. B'tchak, b'shas adchak, they drink the way the water is. But l'chachil, they wouldn't drink it like that. So is that Boer or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Zayin that is Boer. But it's only Boer midrabanan, since really both are Ochel. You would eat it the way it is. Just only B'shas Adchak, so that it's Boer midrabanan. So it will claim, since most people would eat a cucumber the way it is, or a carrot the way it is, or whatever fruit you're peeling, most people might eat it the way it is, B'shas Adchak. So why are we dealing with this midrabanan? There's another reason. That he says, since the Holish is only the Rabbanan, you have all his sneef from Lahakil. Maybe it's not Bore, it's only Dosh. Maybe it's called Biyad, it's not Bakli. And maybe I'm taking off some Ocha with it. So with all these reasons, he's makel to use a peeler on Shabbos to peel vegetables. If you're going to use a La'alter. What should be the halacha if I want to take a pit out of a fruit? Let's say I'm eating an apple. I don't want to eat the apple with the pit in it. I want to take out the pit. Or a peach or something like that. Can you cut out the pit? So Mishnah Berurah says, the end of Simon Shin Chaf Aleph, that that's mutter, because it's EF Shabinyan Acher. You can't take out the pit any other way than first taking the psoas from the ochel. It should be like peeling fruits and vegetables. You can't get the psoas out unless I take the psoas from the ochel. So it's like E.F. Shabinyan Acher. So Chazon Ish asks, he disagrees with him, he doesn't ask, he disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. He says, what are you talking about? It's E.F. Shabinyan Acher. I could eat the apple, and then I'll be left with just the pit, the core, whatever. Then I could throw that away. So that's Ochel Mitoch Psoas. Do it that way. Why is it E.F. Shabinyan Acher? It's not like an onion where the peel is on the outside. Here the pit is on the inside. First, eat the fruit. Spit out the pit. So the later Achronim explain what the Mishnah Berurah meant is that the heter of E.F. Shabinyan Acher is that that's called Derech Achilo Bekach. Since it's E.F. Shabinyan Acher, it becomes Derech Achilo. It could be the whole yesod of all of these three heterim of La'alter, Ochel Mitoch Psoas, B'yad, as well, because that's Derech Achilo. So if it becomes E.F. Shabinyan Acher, so the Derech Achilo is Psoas Mitoch Ochel.
Why is Derech Achilo going to be a tour?
Because the whole Isser is Boro Otzer. Right.
I'm just still bothered by the fact that those two, you rarely, we haven't seen those in, you know, that those, we haven't seen that opposition brought in, you know,
yeah,
brought together in many sources. It's, you know, Ochel, you know, Derech Achilo versus Boro Otzer.
It's an overarching sphere, not only in whatever. Darko Bekach becomes a very important point. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant. Since the Derech Achilo is not to first eat the outside and then take out the pit, I guess if the Derech Achilo of the fruit would be to first eat the outside then take out the pit, like an apple, then that would be usher. But he's talking about fruits, but the Derech was to pit the fruit first. I don't know, maybe Africa, I don't know, there's some foods where they pit them first, so then that would be Derech Achilo Bekach. That would be like E.F. Shabinyan Acher.
Like a date, maybe?
Okay. So nafka mina of this could be, what about the watermelon seeds? Watermelon pits. Person who wants to eat watermelon, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, you could take out the watermelon pit, the watermelon seed. Because that's the derech, is to take out the seed. That's like E.F. Shabinyan Acher. So you could take out the seeds from the watermelon, even though that's psoas mitoch ochel. Rabbi Eider asked, but according to Chazon Ish, it should be yasser. Rabbi Eider asked the Ramosha this shaila. Ramosha said, "Uchachilo, you should try and shake it or something. You know, that's not borer. And then you should, if they don't come off, you should put it in your mouth and spit out the pits. You shouldn't take the pits out first." But he says, if it is E.F. Shabinyan Acher, what do you mean, E.F. Shabinyan Acher? Meaning I can't eat it and spit out the pits. Why can't you eat it and spit out the pits? Because he's a kid. Let's say we're talking about a child. Child's not going to eat the watermelon and spit out the pits. Swallow the pits. That's no good. So Rav Moshe says, so then you could take the pits out. That is E.F. Shabinyan Acher. You can't do it any other way. If you can do it another way, like an adult, you should eat the watermelon and spit out the pits. The Shmuel Shabbos Kochasa argues in the name of Shlomo Zalman that perhaps watermelon should be different than other fruits, where the Chazon Ish said, no, by other fruits I could hold the pit and pull off the ochel. I could hold the apple, eat the fruit, and hold on to the pit. That's Ochel Mitoch Psoas. It's not a Yev Shabinyan Acher. He says it could be by watermelon. It is. Even for the Chazon Ish would argue it's E.F. Shabinyan Acher. The Chazon Ish isn't talking about watermelon. He's talking about fruits where you could do that. You could eat the outside and then leave over the pit. But he says watermelon, you can't hold on to the pit and pull the ochel. The pit is, the seeds are such little things. And the ochel is so much bigger. So it could be even the Chazon Ish would agree that that is called E.F. Shabinyan Acher. And he says it's Derech Achilo Bekach, like the Mishnah Berurah Svar. That's Mamish Derech Achilo. Nobody, that's the general way watermelon is eaten. So Shmir Shabbos Kochasa says a person who wants to take out the pits, the seeds from the watermelon before he eats it is Yesh Al Milismoch. That's the way he phrases it. He says, you could eat it and spit out the pits. Yeah, but he says you could also take a banana, cut it in half, and scoop out the food. But you don't have to do that. You could also cut an onion, like we mentioned before. You could cut an onion in half and scoop out the onion. But you don't have to do that. That's called the E.F. Shabinyan Acher. So to hear, it's weird. Who's going to eat a watermelon and spit out the pits? That's weird. That's not Derech Achilo Bekach. So if onion too, you could do it in a funny way. Banana too, you could do it in a funny way. We're not mocking that you do it in a funny way. You do it in the normal way. That's Derech Achilo Bekach. It's called the E.F. Shabinyan Acher. Shmuel Shabbos Kochas also discusses if you sometimes you have a melon, what do you call it, a cantaloupe or something, and there's seeds on top. It's like a row of seeds on top. So he said, claims that's not me'urov. That's not considered attached to the rest of the the rest of the melon. That's its own thing. So you could wipe off. If you could shake it off, better shake it off. You could wipe that off. If you look in the Rabbi Eider, Moshe seems to hem and haw about this a little bit. But I'm not sure. I don't understand this metzias. He assumes they are somehow confused. But the Shmir Shabbos makes a little more sense with the metzias. Moshe there, and then one of the tshuvas to Rabbi Eider is a big chiddush. He claims that wrappers, he's discussing salamis, you know, sometimes those dried salamis that hang in the deli, where the wrapper is very tight to the salami, or kishka comes with a tight wrapper around it. Is that borer to pull off the plastic from the kishka, or to pull off the plastic from the salami? That should be like peeling fruits and vegetables. There should only be mutter v'alter. So Moshe claims it is borer. Similarly, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaz is talking about unwrapping candies. If you have a candy wrapper and the candy wrapper gets stuck to the candy, so he claims that's borer. It's only mutter if you're going to eat the candy la'alter. Which most times will be the case. But if it's not the case, the Shmir Shabbos claims it would be aser. If the candy wrapper is not stuck to the candy, so he says that's like opening a jar. That's not borer. But then the Sefer Orchos Shabbos, he quotes from the son from Reb Shmuel Orbach, who disagreed with. I'm sympathetic to this. I don't understand how this whole thing could be considered borer. It's different things. There's no confusion. I mean, it's mamish ha'ilachu dekai. One is plastic, one is a candy. A yirokos and peros, the wrapper around the onion, the peel of the onion. Okay, that could be confused with the onion. A wrapper and a candy, a salami and plastic. I don't understand so much. So he quotes from Shmuel Orbach. That's not borer at all. It comes up sometimes by cupcakes. We have paper at the bottom of the cupcake, so can you pull the paper off the cupcake? So I think according to Shlomo Zalman and Ramosha, that might be borer. It's no different than salami and plastic. But I don't know. It doesn't seem... It seems to me that it should not be borer. The last topic here in Borer is washing fruits and vegetables, which have dirt on them. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, you cannot put karshinim, barley, into a pot of water. And what happens when you put in a pot of water? The dirt rises to the top and the fruit falls to the bottom. So the Mishnah says that's Borer. Allow the dirt to rise to the top and the fruit to the bottom. It's only mutter if I put it in a basket. I leave it in a basket. Sooner or later, there's no fruit in there, there's no water in there. Sooner or later, some psoas might fall to the bottom and fall out of the basket. Let's say it's a basket with holes. Now sometimes you have those grated, metal wire baskets. So the onion peels will fall to the bottom, and the onion will remain on top. So that's mutter. Why is that mutter? So the Mishnah Berurah says a very important rule. Whenever I don't have kavana for borer, I didn't put in the basket to do borer. Put in the basket to hold my onions. It will do borer by accident, okay. It's not a psik reishe. It doesn't happen every second. It's not going to happen every time. And it's not what I have in mind for, so that's mutter. But to put it in water, al das, that it should remove the psoas from the ochel, that would be aser. So the Mishnah Berurah claims it should be by any fruit and vegetable that has dirt on it. If I have a dirty potato, and the way I want to clean it is by washing it underneath the water, that should be aser. Because I'm washing the dirt off the potato, that's borer. Psoas from ochel. So washing fruits and vegetables then should be aser on Shabbos is shayla of borer. However, the later Acharonim, Rav Avadia Yosef and his Levi Aschein and the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chas have a whole slew of kashas. How could this possibly be borer? And they quote the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuftes Vavim et Alf. The Gemara in Shabbos is a famous klal that Knivas Yerek. Knivas Yerek is mutar on Yom Kippur min Amincho Lomayla. You're allowed to get some food ready, even though it's an Isra HaChana L'chol. You're allowed to start getting the food ready on Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur. Unless Yom Kippur is Chabbos Shabbos, then it's awesome. What is Kenivas Yerek? It's only awesome Yishum HaChana. So many Rishonim, Rashi, and the Rambam say that it's awesome because what we're talking about is I have a head of lettuce and I take off the outer leaves. So it's not borer. I could have eaten the outer leaves. So it's not borer, it's just HaChana. L'chol, so it's only mutter on Yom Kippur. Min Amincho Omayla special cheter. Hachan is also mitarbanan, and here they were mekel. However, the Magen Mishnah quotes from the Ramban and the Rashba that they said it's washing the fruits and vegetables. Ooh, washing. So it should be achana. Okay, so they're making on the achana. What about the borer, Shaila? Isn't it borer to wash fruits and vegetables? Or the Gemara in Shabbos says, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chav Gimel, that it's mutter to wash plates. Right, so I have plates that I use Friday night, I want to use them Shabbos. You can wash off the food from the plate. Talach and Shulchan Aruch. It's not a chana. What's the shaila? The shaila should have been maybe a mimi. Well, what happened to borer? Why isn't it borer to wash the food from the plate? So the Vias Chayin, Rabbi Vadi Yosef, and Rabbi Moshe conclude, it must be, it's mutter la'alter. It's yefshar binyan acher. So it's like that we have that old peeling, and dirt should be no different than a peel. So since I can't get to the plate, and I can't get to the food, the knivas yerek, I can't get to the fruit unless I wash off the dirt, it's mutter la'alter. So again, it would only be mutter, you couldn't wash the plates Friday night. You'd have to wash the plates, I don't know, Shabbos morning before the meal. It doesn't make any sense. It's mutter, it says it's mutter in Shulchan Aruch either way.
Wait, according to Rabbi, you could only wash the plates.
He says no, washing fruits and vegetables is mutter la'alter. Okay. One of his kashas is from plates. I don't know why, if you're gonna ask from plates, and he's for fruits and vegetables, he only says it's mutter la'alter. It should be mutter only mutter by plates la'alter, but he doesn't say that. Nobody would suggest you can't wash a plate. I didn't mean to say you can't wash a plate Friday night. I mean nobody would say you can't. Anyway, so he's a little bit inconsistent. Plates, I think he would agree you could wash Friday night, but fruits and vegetables, he says, is only mutter la'alter. However, Moshe is another svara, which would make it mutter, even not la'alter, is that it's only called borer, is if I dunk it in water, and the psoas rises to the top. If I wash it underneath the water, he says that's called rechitza. That's not called borer. I mean, if I hold it underneath the water and wash it, so too, he says, it would be mutter, let's say I want to wash vegetables for the next day, I could wash it underneath the water while I'm holding on to each one, not dunk it in water like some people washing strawberries. So they'll put a whole strawberries in the bowl and allow it to wash like that, and the dirt will rise to the top. Not that way. You have to hold each one underneath the water. But the Shmir Shabbos Kochas is another svara. I think he's make only la'alter. Lamaisi is make only la'alter, but he quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Why should it be called borer at all? Again, this idea. He says it all depends on how we call it. We don't call washing fruits and vegetables borer. We call it rechitza. It's washing. And everything depends. He says it's a crucial factor. And Hilchos Shabbos is how we call things. He says, why isn't breaking a piece of wood called korea, called ripping? I'm breaking something into many different pieces. She says, because we colloquially do not call breaking wood korea. We call it breaking. In the Minchas Shlomo, this is one of his major svaras against the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish again felt that electricity, turning on the light, turning on a fan, would be boner midoraisa. Why? Because before I turned on the fan, it was a piece of garbage. It was a metal with a fan attached to it. Couldn't do anything. Now when I turn it on, I just made a new kli. It's like I made the fan into a fan. That's boner. So Shlomo Zalman says, no, it wasn't the garbage, now fan. It's called usage. Sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off. I didn't make it into a fan. It was a fan before. Why can't you view it like the Chazon Ish? So he says, maybe you could, but we don't call it like that. We don't call a fan that's sitting here unplugged or off broken. We call it off. So he says it's nikva based on the way we view it. So it's the same thing by washing fruits and vegetables. We don't call it borer. We call it washing. So it shouldn't be called borer at all. Nonetheless, many poskim, even the Shmir Shabbos Kochas, I think, concludes that it's only mutter la'alter. I'm not sure. Maybe he even says it's mutter and not la'alter. But I think he says it's only mutter la'alter. But maybe if you wash it, you hold it underneath the faucet, it'll be mutter even if it's not la'alter. Hold each one underneath the faucet. But a better svara, to be mako, perhaps even not la'alter, even for later, is something that Ramosha mentions also, is that people are only washing it. We can't see the psoas on a tomato, let's say. I don't see dirt rubbed onto the tomato. But there's insecticides, and people are nervous about eating tomatoes, for whatever reason, so we wash them. So he says, if it's not something I can't see the psoas, there's nothing there. Just people are mufunakim, so they wash it. So he says, that's not called borer. Borer is if there's something tangible, I could see the dirt. It's just, we always wash fruits and vegetables. So that's not Borer. Unless it's actively dirty. That would be a Shaiwa of Borer. Either way, it's mutter la altar. Maybe if you're washing it one by one, even if it's not not la altar. Okay, Rabbi Zeh. Shkayach. Shkayach.
What's the thought of Moshe that you do one by